Tonight's shiur is titled Stories from the Gemara, The Rise and Fall of Reish Lakish. So tonight we're going to look at a Gemara in Bava Metzia, which describes the rise of Reish Lakish as a Talmud Chacham and the eventual demise of Reish Lakish. It's a very strange story, and this shiur fits into the series of shiurim I started giving before Yontif, where the Gemara in many instances shows a more human light with regard to the Chazal, with regard to the Tanaim and Amoraim. So this is an interesting, very fascinating story as to how Reish Lakish came to become a Talmud Chacham and his ultimate demise. So if we look in the source number one, it's Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and we actually started this Gemara a couple weeks ago with regard to Rav Yochanan's attractiveness. Now, this is a continuation of that, but it's a new story. So the Gemara says as follows, source number one. Yom echad hava kasachi Rav Yochanan b'yardena. So one day, Rav Yochanan was taking a bath in the Yarden River, in the Jordan River. Chazya Reish Lakish v'shavar liyardena basre. Reish Lakish saw Rav Yochanan inside, and he jumped in inside the river, and he jumped in after him. So look at Rashi in source number two. Chazya Reish Lakish, I list him. So Reish Lakish was a robber at that time. He was a bandit, and he would steal from people. And it says, Shavar, he jumped, kafatz. He jumped into the river after Rav Yochanan. It would seem like the pshat is to rob Rav Yochanan, or to, I guess, stick him up. So Amar Le, he said to him, Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Chelach la'araisa. Your strength is for Torah. So look at Rashi. In source number two, three lines down, Amar Le Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Chelach la'araisa. Kama kochacha yafe lispol ol Torah. So your strength is good to be able to tolerate the yoke of Torah. So Rav Yochanan's opening statement to Reish Lakish, who was a robber at that time, who was a bandit, was that your strength would be suited to tolerating the yoke of Torah. So Amar Le, he said back to him, Reish Lakish said back to Rav Yochanan, Shufrach l'neshe, that your beauty is fit for women, meaning you're a good-looking guy, and really, you're really subject to getting some beautiful women. Look at Rashi, Shufrach Yofyach, your beauty, l'neshe, ro'i l'nashim, is really fit for women. Amar Le, so he said back to him, I hadrasbach, yahiv nalach achosi, if you return, so then I'll give you my sister, the Shapira Minai, who's beautiful, more beautiful than I am. She's even better looking than me. So Kabi Aleph, so Reish Lakish accepted, and he accepted to keep the Torah. Ba'i l'mahader la'suye ma'ane, he was trying to get out of the river in order to retrieve his clothing, v'lo matzi hadar, but he had no strength. Look at Rashi, the last line of Rashi, source number two, v'lo matzi, likbots kibarishona, he couldn't jump out as he had before. Once he accepted upon himself to keep the Torah, he had no strength anymore. And then keep going. Akriya v'asniya v'shavya gavaraba. Rabbi Yochanan taught him Torah, shebichsav, he taught him Mishnah, and Reish Lakish became this great individual, this great man in learning. So really there's a follow-up to the story, which we'll do later in this year, but I decided to break up the story into two. So this is really the first part of the story. The first part of the story is the story of how Reish Lakish came to Yehadus, came to Judaism. And the story is as follows. To summarize the Gemara, Rav Yochanan was wading or swimming in the Yarden, and Reish Lakish saw this. He jumped in after him. Reish Lakish was list him, Rashi says. He was a bandit. And he jumped in after. Rav Yochanan engages him in conversation, and he says that you're very strong and your strength would be fitting for Torah. And he says you're very good looking and your good looks would be fitting for women. So what ends up happening is that Rav Yochanan promises his sister to Reish Lakish that you'll be able to marry my sister if I'll give my sister to you as a wife if you accept Torah, and he decides to do that. And as soon as he decides to do that, his strength is lost, and then he becomes this great Talmud Chacham. So it's interesting story. So of course there's a lot of questions on the story. So you know, just two questions off the bat is what was Rav Yochanan's strategy here in terms of bringing Reish Lakish close to Torah? Why was he promising his sister? Why was that a valid strategy in terms of Kirov? So nowadays you'd say to promise somebody a wife is kind of not really such a valid strategy for Kirov. So what was Rav Yochanan's strategy here? And also, why was he moved by this? I mean, normally we learn or we say that a person should be moved to become religious or to go to Yahadus because of the ideas and the philosophy. And here it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was simply promising his beautiful sister to Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish was becoming more religious because of this. So what kind of strategy is this? What kind of idea of Reish Lakish accepting the Torah based on this? How does that make sense over here in the story? And then furthermore, it says that he lost his strength. Once he accepted the Torah, he lost his strength. So what is that an idea in? What's that concept that he lost his strength? So we really have to explain, you know, this story and try to understand why the Gemara is teaching us the story and what the details of the story are. So first, the first point, I think, to understand it, to analyze it, is to look at, there's a Tosfos on this, and Tosfos and Rashi have a big machlokes. And I think this machlokes affects how you analyze the story in totality. So look in source number 3. Tosfos says like this, I hadrasbach. So Rav Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, if you go back to the Gemara in source number 1, on the second line, Amar I hadrasbach, if you return, Yahiv na loch achusai, I'll give you my sister as a wife. So what does that mean if you return? So Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Reish Lakish, Mitchila Yada Harbe. So Rabbeinu Tam learns from this that Reish Lakish originally was really knowledgeable. He was a knowledgeable man, and he knew Torah, Elisha Parak Ol Torah, Vinasa Amaretz, Vasak Ballistios. So what happened was that Reish Lakish decided that he didn't want to be religious anymore, and he became a bandit and a robber. So the fact that the Gemara uses the term Ihadris, if you return, it sounds like that at one point Reish Lakish really was a Talmud Chacham, and then he left, and now he's coming back. Midakamar he Ihadris bach mashma lios kibatchila. Right, it sounds like if you return, it's mashma, it implies that he'll return to what he was before. Velo tifruk ol Torah me'alecha. Right, and you won't throw off the yoke of Torah from upon you. So Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos learns that Reish Lakish was originally a Talmud Chacham. He left the Derech, and now Rav Yochanan convinced him to come back. V'kamar nami mai ahanisli. So later on in the next story, it's really part of this Gemara, but I said I wanted to split it up. So Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, what have you benefited me? So hasam karuli Rebbe. There they called me Rebbe. Klomar meikara nami havu karuli Rebbe. So Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam, learns that when Reish Lakish is retorting to Rav Yochanan, that now there's no difference between what I was and what I am, it means that originally he was a Rebbe, meaning he was very learned before, and even later, after Rav Yochanan was Makari of him, he was also a Rebbe. So that's his proof. Elisha Shechachti, I forgot, you know, in between. I forgot Torah, and then I learned it again. Umash appears Bekuntras, but Rashi learns differently. Rebbe Hainu Rabo Shalistim. So Kuntras learns that, really, Reish Lakish, it sounds like from Rashi, that Reish Lakish wasn't religious before, and really, this was him in his youth, and he was attracted to being a robber and a listim. And later on, when he says that I was a Rebbe before and now I'm a Rebbe, it means that I was the leader of the bandits. Rebbe meaning leader. And Tosfos doesn't like that. He says, Ein yira, afa gav da ashkechan masechas avodah zarah, my time a karulach Rebbe, rabban shel tarsiyim ani. Even though sometimes the Gemara uses Rebbe to just mean a leader, it doesn't necessarily mean a teacher of Torah. V'hainu dar mina perakol kisvei, Amr le Reish Lakish, Rav Yehuda, Nesia, Kach Meku Blani Me'avosai, V'Amri La Me'avosecha, Kol Ir She'en Batinoka Shol Beis Rabban. But there's another Gemara which implies that Reish Lakish had learned something from his fathers or from your fathers, meaning that he was learned before. Mashma Shekodim Shalimdu Rav Yochanan Liman Me'acherim. It sounds like he learned from other people before Rav Yochanan taught him. So there's a big machlokas. I'm bringing this Tosfos in because we have to understand the story in the Gemara, but there's two ways of learning the story, or there's two premises. Either you hold like Tosfos, that Reish Lakish originally was a Talmud Chacham and he left the Derech, and now Rav Yochanan is being Makari of him back, or you learn like Rashi, that he was never religious at all. I guess he was born into a non-religious family, and he was a robber, and now Rav Yochanan is trying to bring him into Torah initially, so this is the first his first foray into learning Torah. So those are the two ways of learning. But still, the same questions that we had before still exist, which is, what kind of strategy did Rav Yochanan have, and why did Reish Lakish accept, based on the premise that he would be able to marry Rav Yochanan's sister? So it seems like a very low level. So what kind of idea is the Gemara trying to express to us about Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish here? There's one other point here that we have to take up, and then we'll get to the first idea in the shir. So the other point is the next Tosfos. So I Hadras Bach Lekaman Muchach de Nasva. So Reish Lakish took up Rav Yochanan's offer, and it sounds like from the Gemara later on that he did marry Rav Yochanan's sister. De Kaamar Asya Chase Vekabach Yakame Velo Chash Lashema Yomer Bishvil Zeh Chazar Zeh Kedachayash Lekaman. So later on, the next story that we're going to do, his Rav Yochanan's sister, who ends up marrying Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish is sick, ends up crying to Rav Yochanan to daven. So you see that Reish Lakish actually married Rav Yochanan's sister. But there's a story later on in Bava Metzia with Rabbi Tarfon, where it says that his, it's a similar story, but his grandson didn't want to get married to Rav Yehuda Nasi's daughter because he didn't want people to say that he became religious because of this reason. But over here, it sounds like Reish Lakish wasn't choshesh. He wasn't concerned that people might say that the reason why Reish Lakish became religious and kept Torah is to marry the sister. So the question is, why not? Why? What's the difference between this case and the later case? So let's just look at that later case. We're just piling on the questions here, but once we get through these sources, I'll summarize everything, and then we'll get to the point, the concept. So if you look in the Gemara in source number 4, it's another funny story. So it's like this. It's Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hamad Aleph. So it's pretty soon after our Gemara. It says Ikla Rebbe La Asrei D'Rab Tarfon. So Rav Yehuda Nasi went to the area where Rav Tarfon was living. Amar Lahu Yeshlo Ben La Oso Tzadek Shayam Kafeach Esbanav. So Rebbe said to the people, "Does Rav Tarfon have a son? Rav Tarfon always used to swear whenever we make a shvua, he would say, 'By the life of my children, by the life of my sons.'" So Rebbe said, "Does this person, this tzaddik who always swears by the life of his children, does he actually have any children, any sons?" So Amrulo, the people of the city that Rav Tarfon lived in, said, "Ben Ainley, I don't have a son. Ben Bas Yeshlo, but I have a grandson. The Chol Zonash in Iskaris Bishnaim Socharto Bishmona." So any prostitute that is worth 2, so he's worth 8. Meaning, it sounds like he went off the derech and he was prostituting himself, and he was good looking. So Asyu Lekameh, this is Reb Tarfon's grandson. So Asyu Lekameh, so what happened was Rebbe encountered Reb Tarfon's grandson. Amar Le, Yihadrasbach Yahib Nelech Baratai. So if you return to Yehadus, to Judaism, I'll give you my daughter. This is what Rebbe says to Rav Tarfon's grandson. Hadarbai, he said, Ika da'amri nas, and then he did go back. He went back. He became religious. Ika da'amri nasva v'girsha. So some say that he married and then he got divorced. Ika da'amri lo nasva klal. He never got married. Kadesh lo yomru bishvil zeh chazer zeh. He didn't want, Rabbi Tarfon's grandson didn't want people to think that the reason why he was keeping Torah was simply to marry Rebbe's daughter. So over there, Rav Tarfon's grandson was concerned that it would look like he just became religious to get married. But Reish Lakish wasn't concerned about that. He ends up getting married. So the question is, why not? Why wasn't he concerned about the appearance that he became religious only to be with Rav Yochanan's sister? And it sounds like from our Gemara that is the reason why he became religious. So like, what exactly is going on here? What's the difference between the two cases? Right? Okay. So the last point is the Shita Mekubetzes brings down the Rush in source number 6, where he says that the reason why, what the difference is because, based on Rabbeinu Tam, that because there's some reason, but because Reish Lakish happened to have been a great man before, and now he forgot Torah, or he left Torah, and he's coming back, so it's different than Ratarfon's grandson. Ratarfon's grandson was never religious. So he's learning, like, the Rush is learning like Rabbeinu Tam, and he learns that that's why he wasn't concerned that people would think that he was married, he was going back to Judaism just for Rav Yochanan's sister. But still, we still have to understand what that concept is. Like, what is the real distinction between the two cases? Okay, so all the questions are out there. So let me just summarize the story and the questions, and then I'll try a possibility. But anybody on the phone line can try a possibility too. So let me just summarize first. So the story is that Rav Yochanan's in the Yarden, Reish Lakish jumps in, he's a bandit, he's a robber. Rav Yochanan says, you know, your strength would be really good for keeping Torah. And Reish Lakish says, you know, you'd be really good for, you know, to get women because you're so good looking. So he says, Rav Yochanan says, I'll promise you my sister if you become religious and you keep Torah. And he does. And the Gemara says he loses his strength as soon as he accepts the old Torah and he learns and he becomes great. Rav Yochanan is his teacher, his Rebbe, his master, and he teaches him Torah and he becomes a great man. So again, so the question is, what was Rav Yochanan's strategy in terms of converting Reish Lakish? or getting him to become more religious. And also, why did Reish Lakish come back? What was the reason why he came back? And then we have this machlokes between Rashi and Tosos as to who Reish Lakish was before this story. Was he a Talmud Chacham who left and now he's coming back? Or was he never a Talmud Chacham? This is his first foray into Torah. But if it is his first foray into Torah, why doesn't Rav Yochanan just teach him the philosophy of Torah? He should just teach him, you know, all the proofs of God and the same way that Avraham used to teach people. Why doesn't Rav Yochanan do that with Reish Lakish? So what exactly is going on here? So that's the question. Okay? All right, so anybody have any possibilities before we start the answer? All right, so if you look in, so I had an idea, and the premise of my idea was based on a Rashi and Psukim that I remember by Yishmael. So if you look in source number 7, and it's pretty random, but I was thinking about this. If you look in source number 7, by Yishmael, it says, Vayomer la malach Hashem, hina charav yuladet bein, v'karashimo Yishmael, kishma Hashem el anich. So when Sarah first kicks out Hagar, and Yishmael, kicks out Hagar, excuse me, so she gets lost in the desert, and she has this nevuah, and in the nevuah, she's told that she's going to have a son, and his name is going to be Yishmael. And it's Tes Zayin, Bereishis Tes Zayin, and now we're in Pasuk Yud Beis. V'hu yeh pera adam yadova kol v'yad kol bo v'al pnei kol echav yishkon. It says that he's going to be like a wild donkey of a man. Pera adam means like a wild donkey of a man. Yadova kol v'yad kol bo. So his hand will be in everything, and everyone will have their hand in him. V'al pnei kol echav yishkon. And he'll live and he'll dwell amongst his brethren. So the Torah describes Yishmael as a pera adam. And Rashi says that he was Ohev Midbaros, Latsud Chayos. He loved to hunt. Yado Bakol, he was a listim. So he was also a robber. V'yad Kolbo, Hakol Sonino Soom is Garanbo. Everyone hated him. V'alpnei Kol Chavishkon, Shezaro Gadol. His offspring will be great. So the Torah describes Yishmael as a para adam, as a wild man. And one of his key characteristics, according to Rashi, is that he was a listim. He was a robber. So he was somebody who enjoyed robbing people. So I think that from these psukim and Rashi, there seems to be a character trait that a bandit typically has, a robber typically has, and that's that a robber is usually associated with a certain wildness, a wild characteristic. So I think that based on that, we'll look at the two ways of learning the story based on Tosos and Rashi. So we'll start with Tosos. So I think what Tosos is saying that really Reish Lakish originally was religious, he was a Talmud Chacham, and then he left. And then this whole story takes place in Rav Yochanan's Makarifim. So what do we see about Reish Lakish? We see from Tosfos that Reish Lakish, he couldn't be, it sounds like he had trouble being constricted by the rules of the Torah. And a wild man, like the Torah calls Yishmael wild. So a person who's wild, who has that characteristic that of wildness typically can't stick to a constricted system. He has trouble fitting into or trying to live within a certain rule system. And part of the reason why Reish Lakish left was that he couldn't be constricted by the system. He had difficulty with that, and part of his personality was such that he needed to rebel against that. He couldn't be subject to a strict system. So that was his personality. That was Reish Lakish's personality. And that's why he's a listim. He's a robber. Because somebody who's a robber tends to be a person on the wilder side. A person who doesn't want to live and be constricted by the rules of society. So that was Reish Lakish's personality. So Rav Yochanan, I think, so what was his strategy? So Rav Yochanan, if you look back in the story, based on Tosfos, he says to him, his first line is, Chelach la'raisa. And Rashi says over there, Kama kochacha yafe lispo ol Torah. He says that your strength would be great for tolerating the old Torah. So what's the first line of Rav Yochanan is he's trying to undermine Reish Lakish's whole premise. Because Reish Lakish's whole reason for being a listim is that he couldn't be constricted by the rules of Torah, by the yoke of Torah. And in fact, like that's why I was bringing in the case by Yishmael, because there was a certain wildness to Yishmael that he couldn't fit into a rule system. He needed to be free. So the same thing with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish felt like his strength wouldn't allow him to be constricted within a strict system of laws, and that's why he left. So Rav Yochanan is undermining that. He's saying, Chelach la'raisa, that really, no, you're wrong, that your strength can really be a benefit, and it could actually be successful within Torah, within learning. And that's why Rashi says, Kama kochecha yafel lispo ol Torah, meaning Rav Yochanan understood the personality of the bandit, and perhaps he knew Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish was a Talmud Chacham before. So he was really trying to undermine the very premise that Reish Lakish had to be a bandit, which is that he believed that his strength wouldn't tolerate his restriction to the system, his constriction within the system of Torah. So Amar Leh, so he said, Shufrach Linishay. So Amar Leh, I Hadrashbach, Yehibnalach, Achlosai, Deshapir Minai. So what exactly is the response, Reish Lakish, and then Rav Yochanan's promising him the sister? So I think the idea is that, I think what's going on here is that Rav Yochanan recognized that it was important for Reish Lakish to, he had a certain image of himself. And Reish Lakish really believed that he couldn't be constricted within the system. He was this wild man. And Rav Yochanan realized that if he gave him his sister, this beautiful woman who was more beautiful than himself, if he gave him his sister, so then then that would satisfy Reish Lakish's image of himself as the bandit, as the marauder. Because typically a person who's a bandit or a robber, this wild man, I was thinking of like the Wild Wild West. So typically like a cowboy. So he gets the beautiful girl. You know, he gets what he wants whenever he wants it. No rules can constrict him. And part of that fantasy and part of that idea in a person's mind is really the concept that, the cowboy gets the beautiful girl, the beautiful wife. So I think that Rav Yochanan recognized that Reish Lakish couldn't abandon this idea that he couldn't be constricted, but if he could give him some type of satisfaction within his own perception of himself by giving him his sister, so then he could be successful, and then he would come back. So that was Rav Yochanan's strategy. So I believe, according to Tosfos, the way Tosfos is learning, what's going on here is that Reish Lakish recognized Rav Yochanan recognized that Reish Lakish felt like he couldn't be constricted by the system because he was this wild man. He was like Yishmo, he's a para adam. And his response, and Rav Yochanan realized that he couldn't undermine it completely. So he would give him his sister, meaning he would satisfy the fantasy that he had of being this wild man somewhat by giving him his sister, and that would bring him back in. And then once he accepts the Torah, it says that he loses his strength. So what does that show you? So it shows you that the idea that Reish Lakish had about his strength not allowing him or tolerating being constricted was really an idea in his mind. It really wasn't real. Meaning, once he accepted Torah, and once he accepted keeping Torah, so then his strength was gone. Meaning that there was no reality to the fact that his strength would limit his ability to succeed and be constricted in Torah. It was all a fantasy of his mind. And once his mind was made up to accept Torah, so the strength went away. And all that chelach, all that idea, the whole concept in Reish Lakish's mind that he couldn't be constricted, he couldn't be held back, that all went away as soon as he accepted Torah. So according to Tosfos, the whole story of Reish Lakish here is that Rav Yochanan understood the personality of Reish Lakish, and he tries to undermine the whole premise that Reish Lakish had, that he couldn't be restricted by the system. That's why he says, Chelach L'Raisa, that really your strength would be good for Torah. And then he realizes that Reish Lakish, by his response of Shurafroch L'Nishay, that Reish Lakish couldn't be convinced completely by this argument. So if I give him my sister, meaning if I satisfy his perception of himself a little bit, as the cowboy, as the wild man who gets the beautiful wife, so then he'll be successful. Then he can come learn, and it worked. And then once he accepted Torah, the strength went away. Meaning that from the very beginning, the idea that Reish Lakish had in his mind that he couldn't be constricted was really a fantasy in his mind, and it really wasn't real. And once he accepts the Torah, now it's gone. It goes away. So that's the story according to Tosfos. Just so one other point. So what about Rashi? So Rashi's a little bit different. I think Rashi's saying that Reish Lakish, a little bit different. Reish Lakish was never religious, and it wasn't an idea in rebellion, but rather it was an idea that Reish Lakish believed that his personality was suited for this task. Like a lot of people think that they're destined to be a certain thing. Like when you're born or when you're a kid, a lot of times you feel like you're destined to be an astronaut. I'm destined, I just have all the personality traits to be an astronaut. Or I'm destined to be an athlete. I have the physical strength to be an athlete and the intelligence to be an athlete, to be a professional baseball player. So a lot of times people feel like they're destined because of their personality traits that they'll fit into a certain job description and they're destined for a certain job in life. So Rav Yochanan, according to Rashi, Reish Lakish wasn't just rebelling. It wasn't that he couldn't be constricted by the system, and that's why he left. But he always viewed himself as being suited for this job, to be a listim. That's how he viewed himself. And that's why Rav Yochanan undermines it. He says, Chelach L'Raisa, that really, this idea that if you're strong, you must be a listim, you must be a robber, is not true. Rather, your strength could be used just as successfully for Torah, for learning. But then after that point, it's the same idea as Tosfos. That really, Rav Yochanan realized that this concept that he was destined to be this listim wasn't able to, Reish Lakish couldn't remove from his mind, and Rav Yochanan had to give into it somewhat. So he promises him his sister, and once he does that, then Reish Lakish can come back to, can enter into learning. So really, the same, it's a similar idea, but the main point of the story is that Rav Yochanan is approaching Reish Lakish understanding his personality traits and understanding what his premises are. So according to Tosfos, the premise of Reish Lakish is that he couldn't be constricted. His strength was such that he can never, he's wild. He can never be subject to a system of laws that constricts him. And Rav Yochanan was breaking that down. And according to Rashi, he had this misconception that he was made for this. He was made, his strength was made to be a listim. It was just like I said, a person sometimes is raised and he thinks that he's made and his personality traits are subject to one particular job path, for example. So over here, Reish Lakish believed that his strength was really for this purpose. And Rav Yochanan was saying, no, that's a misconception. A person should never think that their personality traits are only geared towards one success. Your strength could be successful in learning too. So that's the idea. So in both cases, Rav Yochanan recognized that he had to make some concession to Reish Lakish in terms of Reish Lakish's perception of himself in order for Reish Lakish to be involved in learning, and eventually he's successful. So Rav Yochanan teaches him, and he learns Torah, and he becomes a great man. All right, so I think that's the first part of the story. Does anybody have any questions or any other possibilities for how to explain the story?
Yeah, it was really good. I was thinking, the idea of the river, is that to take literally?
Yeah.
It must not be because
I don't know if that's a literal idea. It's a good question. I don't know if the literal idea or it's a concept. And I think I was trying to explain it that his perception that he couldn't be restricted or this idea that he was geared once he accepted Torah, so it all went away. Meaning the strength itself was just a byproduct of his mind. It wasn't real. It was a byproduct of what he thought about himself. But once he was able to change his thoughts and decide to keep Torah, so the strength went away. So it's showing you that the strength didn't exist. It's not like an objective fixed thing. It's not permanent. It was really subject to what he thought about himself, and it was really a byproduct of that. So I'm not sure if it's literal or not, but that he really lost his strength, but I think it's trying to convey that point. So the next story is even crazier than this story. This story was pretty tame compared to the next story. So the next story is just a continuation of the last Gemara. So look in source number 9 on the next source sheet. All right, everybody buckle up for this one. So it says, Yom Achad Havu Miflagi BeMidrasha. So one day, there was a machlokas in the Beis Medrash, and they were learning this area. Hasayef Vasakin VaPigayon VaRomach Umagal Yad Umagal Kitzir Me'emasai Mekablin Tuma. So the Gemara asks a question. All these kalim, all these different utensils, one is a sword, the other one's a knife, pigayon is a dagger, romach is a spear, magal yad, magal ketir, are different types of sickles. So at what point in their creation are they subject to the system of tumah? So the Gemara says, mishas gemar melachtan. As soon as they're completed, as soon as they're ready to be used, that's when they can accept tumah. That's when they're subject to tumah. Okay, so Rashi just says, Asayif Asakin, Mishnehi b'maseches kelim. This is source number 10. Hapigayon, Ashbi, Pigayon, Sakin, Arucha, means a long knife. Umagal yad, umagal kitzir, plitza ulaz. So those are sickles. Okay, so the Gemara asks the question, when do they accept Tumah? When can they become Tumah? Only when they're finished, when they're completed. If they're still incomplete, so then they're not subject to Tumah yet. Umeimasai Gemara Malachdan. So when are they completed? So Rav Yochanan Omer Mishi Tsarfim Bekivshon. He says when they're fired in the furnace, when the fire is on in the furnace, and I guess when that process is over, that's when they're complete and ready to use. to be used, and they can be subject to Tuma. Reish Lakish Amar Mishit Yitzach Tachan Umayim, when you scour them with water. So the Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, at what point is all these kalim, all these vessels, these weapons, at what point are they considered Mekabel Tuma? Is it when they're in the furnace and they're fired up, they're heated up, or is it when they're scoured with water? So now it gets fun. Amar Leh, so Rav Yochanan said, Lista'a b'listiyuse yada. So Rav Yochanan said, the reason why Reish Lakish knows this information is because he was a listim, he was a robber, and that's why he knows, because he used to use knives and swords to try to rob people. Look at Rashi. Lista b'listiyuse yada. Lefisha yisa listim atabaki b'osan kleumnas listios. Because you were a robber, so you knew how to use these kalem, and you know how they were made. So that's why you know when their gemar malachdan is. So Amar Leh, so Reish Lakish says, Umaya honestly, how are you benefiting me? Hasam Rebbe Karuli. There, I was called a Rebbe. Hacha Rebbe Karuli. So over here, also I'm called a Rebbe, meaning, so there, these are the two ways of learning, Rashi and Tosos, that I said before. Tosos learns that before I was a Rebbe, meaning before I came to Torah and you brought me back to Torah, I was also learned, and now I'm also learned. So what have you really benefited me, Rav Yochanan? And the other possibility is what Rashi was saying, that before I was the master Rebbe of the Listim, I was the head of the bandits, and now I'm the head in the base medrash. So what has really changed in my life? So Amar Leh, so Rav Yochanan said, Ahanai lach da'akarvinach tachas kanfei ashchina. So his answer is pretty obvious. He says, what do you mean? I was the one who brought you under the Shechina, under the wings of the Shechina. I brought you back to Judaism. Or I taught you Torah for the, you know, I brought you under the Shechina. So what do you mean that there's no difference? So Chalash Daite de Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan got very distraught over this conversation with Reish Lakish. And Chalash Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish got sick. He literally got sick. And he was going to die. So Asai Achase Kabachya. So Rav Yochanan's sister, who was married to Reish Lakish, the beautiful girl, so the beautiful woman, so she came to Rav Yochanan, and she was crying to Rav Yochanan, to her brother, Amar Leh. So she said to him, Asa Bishvil B'nei, daven for him, so that for the sake of my children, meaning don't daven for Reish Lakish if you're not happy with him, because he insulted you, but you should daven for my children. So Amar Leh, Azva Yisomech, Ani Achya. Nope, he said, I'm not davening for Reish Lakish, because I'll take care of your children. If they become orphans, I will feed them, I'll support them. Also, Bishvil Amanusi, what about me? The sister is saying to Rav Yochanan, her brother, what about me being a widow? Don't you not want me to be a widow? And he says, Amar Lov, Amanusich, Alai Tiftachu. He's quoting Psukim from Yirmiyahu, but he's saying, I'll support you, I'll take care of you, and I'll support you even though you're a widow. So, Nach Nafshed, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, he died. Reish Lakish died. Rav Yochanan didn't daven for him, and Reish Lakish died. Vahava Kumitstar, Rav Yochanan, Basre Tuva. But then Rav Yochanan was really upset. He was distraught after Reish Lakish died, even though he refused to daven for Reish Lakish. Amru Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, Man lezel yasle ledaite. How are we going to help Rav Yochanan? Let's give him something to calm him down, to help deal with his pain. Nezel Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Let's send this guy, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, the Mechadnin Shema Asase. He's a smart, very sharp guy, so we'll stick him on to Rav Yochanan, and it'll make him happy, because he'll learn with him. So Azul Yosef Kameh. So what happened? Rav Elazar and Pedas went to learn with Rav Yochanan. Kol Milsa Dahava Amar Rav Yochanan Amar Leh Tanya de Messiah Lach. So anytime Rav Yochanan would give an idea over, he would just bring a brisa, Rav Elazar would bring a brisa to support it. So he was like a yes man, basically, this Rav Elazar ben Pedas. So Amar, At Kevar Lakisha, so Rav Yochanan said to Rav Elazar ben Pedas, are you supposed to be like Reish Lakish? Bar Lakisha, Reish Lakish, Ki Hava Amina Milsa, Hava Makshili Esrin Varba Kushyasa. When I learned with Reish Lakish, anytime I would say anything, he would ask me 24 questions. Umefarkina Le Esrin Varba Peruki, and then I would answer him 24 ways. Umemela Ravacha Shmasa, and then the Torah was clearer. The At Amris Tani Demsayelach, so you're just giving me supports. You're just giving me braces that support my statements. Atu lo yadana deshapir ka'imna. You think I don't know that I'm saying good things? So Rav Yochanan said to Rav Elazar ben Pedas, what kind of replacement are you for Reish Lakish? You're just like a yes man. Reish Lakish was a good guy to learn with. He was always asking me questions. And you just are supporting everything I say. Havaka azel v'karam ane. So at that point, Rav Yochanan tore his clothes, v'kabachi, and he started crying, v'amar, Heicha at Bar Lakisha, Heicha at Bar Lakisha. So he would say, where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you, Reish Lakish? V'hu, v'havakat savach ad deshaf daitimine. and he would scream out and yell until he lost his mind. Bo Rabbanan Rachami Alev Enach Nafshe. So eventually, the Rabbanan, all the other rabbis saw this, and they davened that he should die because he was in pain, and he died as a result. Okay? So this is a doozy of a story, but we have the follow-up of the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan originally brings Reish Lakish in to learning. And now we have this story. They're in the Beis Medrash. They're arguing about halacha in Tumas Kalim, right? So Reish Lakish says that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan when are the Mekabel Tuma, and Rabbi Yochanan comments that Reish Lakish would know this because he was a robber. And then Reish Lakish says, what have you benefited me? This seems like a very harsh comment to Rabbi Yochanan, meaning my life hasn't changed at all. Either before you were Makariv me, I was a Rebbe, and now that you're Makariv me, I'm also a Rebbe, or it means that I was the head of the bandits, and now I'm just the head in the Beis Medrash. So then Rabbi Yochanan said, what do you mean? I brought you under the Shekhinah, and he got very distraught. Then Reish Lakish gets sick. The sister, Rabbi Yochanan's sister, asked Rabbi Yochanan to daven for him. He refuses to until he dies. And then afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan realizes how much he misses Reish Lakish, how important Reish Lakish is to him. And eventually he loses his mind and he also dies. So it's a sad story for both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in this Gemara. But of course, the question is, like, how do we explain this this interesting back and forth between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Like, why didn't Rav Yochanan daven for his friend Reish Lakish? What was Reish Lakish thinking? What exactly was his response to Rav Yochanan? It just seems like an argument that got out of control and went too far. And it's strange that the Gemara would present Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in this way. It seems very petty. So let's look at the Marsha. So the Marsha gives an approach that I disagree with, but let's look at him anyways, and I'll tell you why I disagree with him. But I think it'll be obvious. So let's look at source number 11. The Marsha says like this. This is how he learns the back and forth between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Maya honestly hasam Rebbe Karu. So he says to Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, what have you really benefited me? I was a Rebbe then, I'm a Rebbe now. Nir lefarish to Reish Lakish vaday lohaya kavanaso kimoshe haven mimenu Rabbi Yochanan. So really, Reish Lakish, really his intention wasn't the way that Rabbi Yochanan took it. Well, lefish amarle Rav Yochanan listim belistayos yada. So Rav Yochanan said that you know the halacha because you were a robber. Da yedei shayisa listim ra'isa shatzichtzuch shal saif hu gemar malachto. Rav Yochanan was saying to Reish Lakish, because you used to use the knives, you know how they make knives. Ki acharvos biyada listim hu, because the listim, the robbers, they use knives and they use swords. Liyaram ulahafrid and exalim, to scare the people that they're stealing from. Shalu yamdu negdo, so that they don't stand up for their money. Right, so basically, the point is that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that Reish Lakish should know the halacha because this is what he used when he was a robber. So v'heishav lo, back in the Marsha, v'heishav lo Reish Lakish to maya hanyali bezeh l'chodos al devari she'ani yodeh bezeh yoser mimeich mitam zeh. What are you benefiting by saying that that I know this halacha because I was a robber? Shayisi listim be'enokin. It's not the case. Ki kfar hasam Rebbe karuli. I knew this halacha from before, when I was a child, when I was younger, when I was a Rebbe then. Kimosha Pirsha Tosfos, Viniskarti Ata, and now I remember, Sha'az Kodam Shanasisi Listim, Gamkin Limati Kain, Shitzifzah Hugmar Malachdon. So I knew this halacha from before I was converted or Makariv by you, and it's not because I was a Listim that I knew this halacha. Verev Yochanan Haven Devar of Kipashtan. Verev Yochanan didn't understand what he was saying, and he thought that Reish Lakish was really saying that I didn't benefit from you at all, and you haven't given me anything. So, according to the Marsha wants to learn that it was a big misunderstanding. Basically, everyone misunderstood each other. Originally, Rav Yochanan was not trying to criticize Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's response was an honest response. Listen, I know the halacha. I didn't know the halacha because I was a robber. I know the halacha because I learned this halacha before. And then lastly, Rav Yochanan doesn't understand what Reish Lakish is saying, and he takes it literally, that Reish Lakish is commenting that you haven't really benefited me. So it's kind of strange. The reason why I don't like the Marsha is because it's like you'd think that they would get along, they would just figure out their misunderstanding, instead of letting it go this far to the point where Rav Yochanan wouldn't even daven to save his life. And why was Reish Lakish punished if he really wasn't saying anything wrong there? So it sounds kind of strange the Marsha's idea, the Marsha's interpretation, because you'd think that if you have a misunderstanding, you talk it out. You know, they should talk amongst each other and try to figure out what exactly each person meant and then move past it. It sounds very petty that they would have, that Rav Yochanan would hold on to this grudge based on a misunderstanding of what Reish Lakish was saying. So that seems kind of strange to me. So what is the approach? Is there a possibility to explain this Gemara in a rational way so that we come out with an idea here? So I was thinking about it today, yesterday, it was a couple days, and I think I have a possibility as to what's going on here. So I think perhaps what's going on here is that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, so the questions we had was, what was Reish Lakish's response, and what was Rav Yochanan, why didn't he daven for Reish Lakish? So I think what's going on is that Reish Lakish really, the idea that Rav Yochanan saw in Reish Lakish, let's start with that. What did Rav Yochanan see in Reish Lakish that he couldn't, that he didn't daven for him? So it sounds like, from Reish Lakish's response, it sounds like Reish Lakish still valued, according to Rashi and Tosfos, he still valued his previous life. There was still some idea that he was great in his previous life as a robber. So if you learn like Rashi, he's saying, Rabban shall, he says, Rabu, Hasam Rabu Karuli, Hacha Rabu Rebbe Karuli, meaning I was a Rebbe then and I'm a Rebbe now. So according to Rashi, Reish Lakish is pointing out that the fact that he was a robber, even then, there's some value in his mind that he was a master, he was a leader back then, and it was still a value in his mind. And according to Tosfos, also the idea was that Reish Lakish was commenting that before he was a Rebbe, and now he's a Rebbe, meaning before he was Listim, he was a Rebbe, and now he's a Rebbe. It sounds like he's, according to Tosfos, he's referencing what he was like before, what he was like before he was Mekari by Rav Yochanan. So either way, Rav Yochanan saw in Reish Lakish's response that Reish Lakish was almost regressing back to what he was. Because according to Rashi, he's commenting about the fact that he was Listim, that he was Rebbe when he was Listim. So according to Rashi, Reish Lakish's comment revealed something about his personality, that he still valued the idea of being a robber and being the leader of this group of bandits. And according to Tosfos, he's revealing or reflecting the fact that he was reverting back to what he was before, and when he was a Rebbe before, meaning before Rav Yochanan met him, before he was a robber, that's when he felt like he couldn't be constricted by the system. So I think Rav Yochanan felt, when he says, I brought you back under the Shekhinah, I think Rav Yochanan felt or sensed that Reish Lakish was starting to value, or was feeling the same as he was before, previously. And that was dangerous. He felt like Rav Yochanan was going to be led by this emotion and this fantasy that he had back to the life that he had as a Listim. So I think that Rav Yochanan refused to daven for him because he thought that Reish Lakish was in a dangerous situation in terms of his perfection and his personality. That if he davened for Reish Lakish... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you guys hear me? Can everyone on the phone call? Yeah, can you still hear? Sorry, I don't know what's going on, but... All right, let me just continue. Is somebody's phone not on mute? All right, hello? All right, back. Should I just call back in, or... let me just... Yeah, I don't think I can hear. I mean, can you guys hear me okay? On the phone line? All right, I'm going to call back in. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to call back in. All right, so back to where we were before. So I was thinking that the Svarf, to answer the story, what's the main idea in the story? The main idea, I think, is that Rav Yochanan sensed that Reish Lakish was now being drawn into the previous life that he led before, because you see, either you learn like Rashi or Tosfos, either way, if you learn like Rashi, he's placing a value in the fact that he was a leader of the bandits. And if you learn like Tosfos, he's really reverting back to what he was before he met Rav Yochanan, that he was a Rebbe back then. And back then, when he was a Rebbe, he left the system because he felt like he couldn't keep the system. So either way you learn, it sounds like from the statement of Reish Lakish, implied in the statement, Rav Yochanan sensed that Reish Lakish was being drawn into the previous life, that he really was, the fantasy had emerged again within Reish Lakish, that he should, that he couldn't be constricted, or that he's really fit to be a robber. And Rav Yochanan, therefore, didn't daven for him, because he felt like it was dangerous for Reish Lakish. If he davens for Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish survives, he's just going to be led back to the system that he was in. And Rav Yochanan didn't believe or maintain that he could keep Reish Lakish in the system, or that emotionally Reish Lakish could stay in the system. So I think that's why Rav Yochanan didn't daven for him. I don't think it was a personal insult to Rav Yochanan. I think it's more that Rav Yochanan sensed that Reish Lakish was now valuing and being driven towards his old life of a listim. Based on this slight comment that Rav Yochanan made, Reish Lakish revealed something about his personality, his psyche. And as such, Rav Yochanan understood that Reish Lakish was being drawn away. And he couldn't daven for him, because he felt like it was bad for Reish Lakish almost. That Reish Lakish, if he were to survive this, that he would be led astray. But then again, at the end of the story, it says that he was upset and he was distraught. So that's I think that's a clear idea over there. There's a Rambam on this in source number 13, where it talks about how a Rebbe has to recognize that he learns more from his Talmud than anybody else. The Rambam says in source number 13, it's Hilchos Talmud Torah, Parakei, Halacha Yud Beis, Kishim Shal Talmidim Chayavim B'Chavad Rav, Kach HaRav Tzarech L'Chavid Yis Talmidah V'L'Karvon. So the Rebbe has to give respect to his students, and he has to bring them close. Kach Amru Chacham Yichvod Talmidecha Chavid V'Alecha Kishalcha. You have to treat your students as if they're your children, because they're going to help and benefit you in this world and the next world. And then in Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, so they add Chachma, so the Rebbe gains more. It's a famous line that teachers always say, that they learn more from their students than from anybody else, than the students learn from them. Meaning, oftentimes, the student will teach the Rebbe more based on his questions, he'll clarify a certain area. So Rav Yochanan, at the very end, he underestimated his need for a Reish Lakish, and it sounds like that's why he was so distraught. And that's pretty obvious from the Gemara, but the Gemara is showing you that Rav Yochanan was distraught because he didn't really understand fully at the time that he wasn't mispala for Reish Lakish, the effect that Reish Lakish had on his Torah, and how his Torah would suffer as a result. Okay, so I don't know if that answered all the questions, but that's really the end of the share. So let me just summarize. There's really two stories it's really one big Gemara, but I broke it up into two parts. The first part is how Rav Yochanan was Makari Reish Lakish. So the main idea was that there were two approaches based on Rashi and Tosos. Either the approach was that he couldn't be constricted, he was wild. That's why he chose to be a robber. He felt like he couldn't follow rules. He couldn't be stuck in a rules-based system. And Rav Yochanan was trying to undermine it, and by giving him a sister, he also understood that would somewhat satisfy the fantasy that Reish Lakish had of himself. And according to Rashi, it was a different idea, that Reish Lakish believed that his strength was really suited for this job, for the job of being a robber, and he believed that he was destined for this. And Rav Yochanan was breaking that down, and he said, no, chelech l'raisa, that really you don't have a destiny like that. Your strength could be just as successful in Torah, but the same, similar to Tosfos, he believed that you have to give in to the psyche of Reish Lakish in order for Reish Lakish to succeed. And then the next story in the Gemara on the second page is how Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish had this argument in the Beis Medrash, but the main point was that Rav Yochanan recognized that Reish Lakish was valuing either being a listim or before he was molasting, but even then, according to Tosfos, that was in that state he left. He felt constricted. So Rav Yochanan, I think, he sensed from the statement or the comment of Reish Lakish that Reish Lakish was being driven by, or still had that fantasy, and he was still being driven astray. So that's why Rav Yochanan refused to daven for him. But at the very end, Rav Yochanan really recognized the loss of Reish Lakish, meaning Rav Yochanan had undermined, in his mind, he had underestimated the value and importance of Reish Lakish, and then only until he died did he really recognize how important Reish Lakish was for his development in his Torah. All right, so that's the share tonight.